Ask us to close our eyes and bow our heads. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the promise in your word that you truly are leading us, as we see in Psalm 23. And Lord, I thank you that this promise in the Psalms is backed up by the promises in the New Testament that our Lord Jesus comforted us and let us know that he'd never leave us nor forsake us. And so, Lord, I pray now that as we take some time to study your word tonight, I pray, Father, that you would apply it to our hearts and lives. May we change in light of what we discover from your word. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. I'm going to ask you to turn in your Bibles to a number of passages, and probably the first one that we're going to encounter is in Acts chapter 17, and then we'll look at some others from there. So we won't begin by reading that passage, but just keep that in mind. Keep your place in your Bible for that. If you've been paying attention to the news and to blogs and vlogs, you know the difference between a blog and a vlog. Okay, everybody knows, right? Okay. In the past few years, you no doubt have come across a relatively new term, influencer. In fact, raise your hand if you've heard this term, influencer. Okay. And in French, it's influenceur. Okay. I know that the noun influence has been around for as long as modern English has, but the term influencer is a relatively recent addition to the dictionary. It's one of my, I guess, not pet peeves, just kind of like, huh, when new words are coined. But that's okay. We won't talk about that. Just so we're all on the same page, let me share what I found on the internet about influencers, since influencers are basically on the internet. Notice some characteristics of an influencer. An influencer builds an online presence. Everybody understands that, all right? He creates engaging content like photos, videos, or written posts in order to build a following on platforms like Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, to name a few. As you can see, then, the main goal of an influencer is to gain a following. A follower is someone who clicks on the influencer's website and views the content or receives daily vlogs by email or by text. Okay. The primary purpose of someone trying to be an influencer is, can you tell me?
Improve.
Money.
Ce qu'elle a dit. Okay. To make money. Okay. That's the primary purpose, because advertisers will pay to advertise on someone's blog or vlog if they have enough followers. I have 500,000 followers. Oh, okay, so there's more money to be made with more followers. I have two followers. I think the advertisers will say, get lost, you know. So, of course, another goal influencers no doubt have is to be famous or to feel they are able to influence the decisions of a lot of people. So, you're right too, okay? Another characteristic of an influencer is that he or she has expertise or authority, whether real or perceived. Influencers are known for their knowledge or expertise in a specific area or niche, and this builds trust with their audience. So, another characteristic of an influencer is that he actively engages with his followers through comments, direct messages, and other forms of interaction. So, I hope we've got a picture of what an influencer is. Now, do you follow? Or she'll say, do you follow, or have you in the past followed an influencer? You don't have to raise your hands. Okay, just rhetorical there. Ladies, do you follow an influencer? In other words, do you regularly click on their website, or do you subscribe to their daily or weekly blogs or vlogs? Maybe it's someone who knits or crochets, or our daughter does that. Okay. or someone who researches the best nail polish or any number of skincare products, etc. Okay, I don't know. There's all sorts of millions of things that you ladies might be interested in. Men, do you follow an influencer? Do you subscribe to a political blog or vlog, or maybe even a Bible teacher like John Barnett? We listen to him sometimes. He went to school with me about the same time. We were in the same literary society at Bob Jones, so it was very interesting to see that he's got himself quite a following there. He actually specializes in analyzing current events in light of Christ's imminent return. So it is very interesting to us. And if you want the details, ask Brenda. She can send you a link. So may I just interject here a note of caution? Be careful whom you allow yourself to be influenced by. Brenda and I try to find out whatever we can about the person whose blog or vlog that we view so that we're aware of any associations or doctrinal weaknesses of that person, which will inevitably influence their views. There is another individual who is a former homosexual. He was saved gloriously, and he does these blogs or vlogs to help Christians to know how to witness to someone who is caught up in the sin of homosexuality. Are they absolutely fundamental? Not sure, honey. What would you say? Probably not. New evangelical, probably. But keeping that in mind, knowing ahead of time that's where he leans, we're careful about, what he's saying. But what he's saying is very helpful about how to reach a homosexual for Christ. So we're always, of course, comparing what that person says to what the Bible has to say about it. And that's what the Bible commends about the Berean Christians. Ah, there we go. Acts chapter 17, verse 11. If you're open to that, let's just read it along with me in your heart while I read it aloud. Acts 17, verse 11. Now these, speaking of the Bereans who had trusted Christ as Savior, now, these were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they, these Berean Christians, received the word, the gospel, with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. There we go. That's the Berean noble-mindedness, okay? Meaning, whatever they hear a preacher preach, whether it's Steve Fawcett or John Barnett or whoever, check it with the scripture. Don't assume. That's a big mistake you can make. Don't assume that the person is absolutely, what's the word, without error. Infallible. There we go. Infallible. Okay. Am I infallible? Ooh, okay. Do I try very hard to make sure that I'm giving you accurate? Yes, but I'm not infallible. So always check it with scripture. And as I've said to you before, if I say something that sounds off, talk to me. Maybe I didn't realize what I said or how I said it. I remember at Bob Jones University, one special speaker that was in chapel said something that was the exact opposite. It's like he said, Satan did this or said this when actually it was Jesus. And we were all like, oh, he didn't realize that he had flopped, the persons. So always check it with scripture. And this brings me to my final main point. Are you a godly influencer? Obviously, I'm not saying you should get on your computer or smartphone or tablet and start a blog or vlog. If you do, well, God bless you, but keep it accurate. But do you have the time, really, to do that? No, what I'm talking about is the fact that all of us influence others to a greater or lesser extent, whether or not we are aware of it. I hope that all of you are trying to influence at least someone to trust Christ as Savior. The Lord Jesus told his disciples and us, by extension, to be faithful witnesses for him. You know Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you will receive power, the Lord Jesus says, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth. By the way, are you aware that we're in the remotest part of the earth compared to the Holy Land? Isn't that wonderful? Gospel's preached here. So, are you making use of every opportunity to witness that the Lord opens up for you? As I've had to interact with a seemingly endless number of doctors and nurses in all that's befallen me in my journey with cancer and all the setbacks that I've encountered, it quickly became apparent to me that the Lord was offering me great opportunities for witnessing. How about you, Christian? Are you sharing the good news of salvation with those you interact with each week? I'm well aware that there are some work policies where you can't talk about religion or something while you're working, and that's only fair. But how about in breaks and other times? I remember when I used to unload trucks for Canadian Tire years ago, when our support level was so low that I had to work full time. And I remember that I waited until we were having our break, and then I would talk to the guys in the break room. So look for those opportunities and ask God for grace and wisdom and courage to witness. But witnessing is not the only area of influence that God wants you to exercise. God wants you to influence other believers to godly, Christ-like living. Where do you find that in the Bible, Pastor? Well, would you turn with me to Hebrews 10:24? Hebrews 10:24. Give you a chance to find it so you can see it with your eyes as you hear me read it aloud for us. Hebrews 10:24, and let us consider how to influence one another. You see that there? Okay, it says how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds. What does it mean to stimulate? It means to influence them. It means to motivate them. It means to cause a change in someone by what you're doing or saying or being. Your most effective way to influence other believers is by your Christ-like example. But of course, our words are also important. I remember I mentioned that I've been able to witness to some doctors. One of them is Dr. Saad. He's an Egyptian. I have no idea if he's Muslim or he's just not anything. But it's very interesting that he, I guess, last time or the time before that, he says, I just can't get over how happy you are. In other words, everything that's gone wrong. And he says, you still are happy. And I say, it's the joy of the Lord. And so there's an opportunity just by being, your attitude can influence others. Don't underestimate that. So your most effective way, of course, is to influence other believers by your Christ-like example. But of course, our words are also important. I remember as a teenager hearing a Bible class teacher point out that you can't witness just by your life. Somewhere along the line, you've got to give God credit for it. So you can be good, but there's a lot of unsaved people that are good. You understand that? There's a lot of unsaved people that are better than 90% of Christians. Not saved, but yeah, you can't just be good. You have to give God the credit for how he's changed you. As I've said before, I used to be a rotten little liar as a little kid. I got out of spankings and all sorts of things by lying, and so I thought, wow, this really works, you know. Until the Lord convicted me. And praise the Lord that He gave me victory over lying. But I needed to give God the credit because He's the one who enabled me. Now, praise the Lord, I've got the job of telling the truth. It's a lot of people. But of course, our words are important. So just make sure that your words are reflecting God's word. In fact, we need to daily be influenced by God's word, as the Apostle Paul wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in Colossians 3:16. Would you turn there with me? Just take time to turn to this. It's the last passage that we'll look at tonight. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. This tells me several things. Number one, God's word has to have a very deep and profound influence on us. It has to change our thinking. And not only that, it will then give us wisdom to teach and admonish one another. And it also tells me that the psalms and hymns and spiritual songs ought to be rich in scripture. Doesn't have to necessarily quote it exactly, but it better be pretty close. It ought to give the sense of what the scripture says there. And the best hymns, the best songs are rich in scripture. Oh, listen, let the word of God influence you. May you guard against being influenced by the wrong influencers. And may the Lord strengthen your commitment to be a godly influence on the unsaved by your godly life and by your gospel witness, and a godly influence on your brothers and sisters in Christ by your Christ-like words, attitudes, and choices. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for just the way that you show us that there's always influencing going on. Lord, even as you showed Brenda and me to help our children to understand as they left the house each day, be a leader in doing right and not a follower in doing wrong. Lord, we realize that there's always influences and influencers around us who would try to lead us away from godliness and Christlikeness. Lord, I pray that we would be wise in our choice of what we allow to influence us. And Lord, I pray that you would enable us to be godly, Christ-like influencers on others, whether unsaved individuals who need to hear the gospel or our brothers and sisters in Christ who need to be encouraged to walk close to you, to love you, and to know your word. I pray now, Lord, that you would guide us as we share prayer requests and then as we go to prayer. May we draw close to you. May we glorify you in this, as in everything. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.